Iraq is now a country of particular concern. Developmentally disabled students are making a forever difference, and a medical ministry opens in Bethlehem. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom recommends Iraq as a country of particular concern. This comes in light of the abuses of religious freedom and the Iraqi government's tolerance of these abuses, particularly against religious minorities. Open Doors' Carl Muller explains that
Christians in Mosul, for example, over the last few months have been particularly targeted for extermination by the remnants of al-Qaeda in Iraq there. And this Christmas is one of great stress and difficulty for these believers.
Iraqi Christians wonder what the new year will bring for the church, and especially for the thousands of Iraqi Christians inside and outside of Iraq. Muller says despite difficult circumstances,
it doesn't stop, however, the work that Open Doors is doing and our co-workers, because we realize that when faith costs the most, we need to be the ones, as representatives of the larger body of Christ, stepping into that gap and encouraging and strengthening the believers in those situations. Pray for the Christians that are internally displaced, that God would meet them during this special Christmas season, that they would be encouraged by the prayers of God's people around the world.
Meanwhile, in Uganda, poverty remains high in northern and eastern Uganda's rural areas. Pastors there make roughly 30 cents a month. International Bible Society Send the Light, Suze Hyde, says that's why they're resourcing 160 pastors.
These pastors live in a highly Muslim area. Most of these pastors have been displaced at some point in their lives. They are faced every day with decisions we will never be faced with. And for them to be given the tools to understand how to develop a Christian worldview is equipping them for life. And that includes a lifestyle of evangelism and discipling.
Hyde says training and helping these impoverished church leaders provide invaluable support for future outreach.
The pastors were elated. Many of them would never in their lifetime have an opportunity to get a pair of reading glasses. And 200 study Bibles. First we handed out the glasses and then the Bibles. And I have never heard such wonderful praise as when these pastors were given these tools.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Many nonprofits are tightening their belts as they face a slowdown in charitable giving this holiday season. Like many ministries, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is looking for ways to use resources more carefully as it plans for events like Urbana, its student missions conference. InterVarsity is thankful for donors who believe God's work goes on despite economic challenges. Pray that God will use their donations to spread the gospel in America's colleges and universities. Next, students at Shepherd's College are home for Christmas after finishing their first semester at the new School for Developmentally Disabled Adults. Angela Houck says all six students made great progress toward their goal of living independently.
It's really amazing all that the students have learned this semester. And I'm astonished about the amount of growth in each of their lives.
Not only that, but students are growing spiritually in the local church, in chapel, and in their Bible classes, and they're learning to share the gospel.
Three of the students were involved in Special Olympics, and at the state championship games, one of the students was sharing the gospel with some volunteers involved with Special Olympics. And I think that really just speaks well of the whole aspect of the spiritual growth where they're learning how to do that and then they're doing it, and it's really exciting.
Pray for students and staff as they prepare to move forward next semester. And Cure International plans to open a new hospital in Bethlehem by Christmas of 2009. The hospital will focus on providing surgery and rehabilitation for the physically disabled children of Jesus' birthplace. Christians, Muslims, and Jews will work together to run the hospital, which will be the first private U.S. investment in the West Bank healthcare system. Pray for Cure's efforts to build bridges in the Muslim world and that many will come to know the true God. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send this unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to Christ this Christmas. It may become your favorite. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.